Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Entine, and I am speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 22nd of September, and ending on Sunday, the 28th. Now, at 3:54 a.m. on Monday, we have a shift. This is Eastern Daylight Time. Mars is leaving the Libra energy behind. It'll let the sun take care of that once the sun enters Libra today. And it moves into Scorpio. Now, Mars in Scorpio. It is the old ruler of the sign before Pluto came along. But we see the warrior aspect here in the secretive sign of Scorpio, the secretive but intensely feeling the need for control sign of Scorpio. And the idea then becomes action that isn't necessarily seen, but is going to have a very strong effect. And one of the things we can also say, because Scorpio doesn't forget, and at a certain point in time, revenge might be taken. When you least expect it, sometimes, because it's a secret. Whenever I see Mars in Scorpio, I'm always reminded of a Shakespearean villain, because he is the epitome of this energy. Instead of a direct confrontation, there's a gradual wearing down and control that takes place, and the play is Othello. And the villain is Iago, and he's jealous of Othello, and he doesn't feel as though he should have gotten the position he got, and certainly not the beautiful wife, Desdemona. But instead of coming at this and trying to overpower this, what he does is chip away at Othello's trust. He weakens him and he convinces him that his wife has had an affair. And it gets to the point in this particular story where Othello is so enraged that he literally undoes himself and he kills his wife, who is innocent. So when we look at Mars in Scorpio, and this is kind of disconcerting more now than most other years when I have talked about Mars in Scorpio, because, you know, the snake is active without being seen. And a poison is administered without being realized. So what I'm going to say about that is that we must allow ourselves not to surrender to the instinctive reaction of the creatures that are Scorpio creatures on the lower level, which are all vulnerable and will leave you alone unless they feel threatened by you, and then they will, you know, bite, sting, whatever they need to do to survive. Okay, so we are seeing lots of things that look like that. And we need to be able to control our own emotional responses. And that's, you know, not always, sounds easy. No, it's not always easy. So we have to also understand that there will be a lot of others who cannot and will be trying to undermine without being noticed. So remember that when you are reading things, listening to things, even unfortunately sometimes in your personal life, you'll see this kind of behavior. So it's a little bit disconcerting right now. Like I say, more disconcerting than it has been. So Mars entering this sign is also very powerful in the sign as it is a ruler. But I think that the word revenge, which is also a Scorpio word, this is retribution, revenge time. So we're going to be looking into the world to see. We already started seeing a few things happen. But Mars is also going almost immediately to the aspect of square to retrograde Pluto, the other ruler of Scorpio, the new ruler. And that is going to be early morning for Eastern Daylight Time. It'll be on 7:52 a.m. on Wednesday. It'll be coming in, quietly. But the moon also enters Scorpio at 5 a.m. on Wednesday. And that morning, we'll be watching the news. We'll be seeing things. And hopefully we won't have any interactions like this. But Mars square Pluto is volatile. And, we've had enough. We don't need any more volatility. Well, perhaps Mars doesn't agree. So this is a fixed sign challenge. So there is no yielding on either side. And it will be continuing on energetically from the point of 7:52 a.m. because the moon in Scorpio squares Pluto at 7:56 and then joins Mars at 7:56 and a few more seconds, I suppose. And so it is deeply emotional. And if you wake up that morning and you can't quite figure out why you don't feel so bright and light, then you know what is coming in. The good news is that once we get through that moon joining the Mars in Scorpio that day, it is moving for the rest of the day to a sextile to Venus in Virgo and then a trine to Jupiter in Cancer. So we'll go to that a little bit later, and I'll give you the rest of the information that is, relevant for your knowing that is about Mars in Scorpio. So we have got the energy for a while, and in the time of the energy of Mars in Scorpio, we will be not experiencing too many aspects, but that's because of where the planets are, the rest of the planets are, I should say. And they will not call on Mars to make aspects to them at that in this cycle, which is, kind of good until they get to a more congenial area, like a trine to Jupiter or to Saturn. We will be in the Mars and Scorpio energy until it shifts into Sagittarius. And this is going to take a while. The Sun will be in Scorpio, Mars will still be in Scorpio after the entry of the Sun. And it will go into the month of November It'll be there for Halloween and Samhain and whatever you celebrate. And it will be still there as we move into the day before the maybe midterms, we hope, on the 4th of November. And that is where it shifts signs, interestingly enough, on Election Day, and it moves into Sagittarius at 8:01 a.m. on Tuesday, November the 4th, and that is the day before the Taurus full moon also. So there's a lot of interesting energies that go on at this time. We can see why. We see it reflected in many things, in many places in the outer world, because also Monday is the equinox day in the autumn. The sun enters Libra at 2:19 p.m. and the moon in Libra that day is joining Mercury in the morning, 7:36 a.m., and it goes to the idea also then of being emotionally attached to what we think and our opinion. So Mars goes into Scorpio, Moon joins Mercury. It's the Moon is on its way to a square to Jupiter on Tuesday, and the Sun enters Libra. So we get into this idea now of a cycle, which I've been writing about for the Substack post that would have been posted on Friday, the day before the, you know, the whole thing is happening, the 19th. So there's going to be a lot of information about that. And I want to see if I can quickly bring up what I've written, because the charts, I tell you, they're just so fascinating now. It's like a lot of people say that it's like nothing before. There were tons of yards in the Sunday eclipse, tons meaning more than two. And then we have this movement away from the yards. You know, certain things have shifted. But we know that Libra is a sign of significant relationships. And we have had a Pisces lunar eclipse before this. And that is about an ending and a new pathway in terms of relationships, right? And then the day before this equinox, we have the last quarter of the solar cycle with this equinox, the day after the solar eclipse, which was in an ending degree, you know, and this was in the world. So we are looking at sort of major shifting in our lives. And the last quarter phase that Libra ushers in of the solar cycle is like the last quarter phase for the lunar cycle. We are reevaluating, we are removing or transforming to let go of the things that are not helping us in various areas of life, both in relationships and in the outer world, how we appear, how we show up, you know, what we have been involved with, and is that what we want to continue? You know, this can be just habits even that you know you really need to let go of. This is the time. This is the sun enters Libra. We weigh and measure in the sign of Libra. Okay? We're looking to keep the scales balanced in the sign of Libra, but it comes in with a bang of needing to see and also having that Mars in Scorpio. So, you know, having to reconcile points of view, understanding the issues of compromise, and if compromise is compromising, then we may find that it will break down because it isn't what one of the sides really wants, or maybe both of the sides. We've had a lot of difficulty, haven't we, in creating peace. We're surrounded by wars and division. We're in like a almost like a tornado of energies now, and Libra, the sign that wants peace and balance, is having to deal with this. So this is the beginning, looking at the divisions and the conflicts for Libra Moon and the Sun entering Libra as well, right? So when we look at Monday as the equinox, equal day and night, night and dark, and we have that one moment where there is some equality, but it doesn't last. You know, it happens at 2:19 p.m. and then it goes on to become darker. This is the darkest half of the northern hemisphere solar cycle, right? It's the second harvest, and this is the harvest of apples, pears, figs, squash, nuts, and some seeds, and products from hunting game. This was a big festival for the ancestors in the agricultural calendar, and, you know, we can see that this area is challenged also right now. You know, the cost of food, the appearance of food, the ability to receive food from other countries, or, you know, it's all relatively unstable, right? We see interruptions, higher prices, and we wonder. So it is a time that, you know, we are also going to have in the equinox moment that moon with Mercury in Libra. But it's opposing Ceres, the harvest goddess, and the protector of children. And she is in Aries, which is angry. So, you know, comfort you're going to have to create on purpose inside yourself. And not with the habits that you want to release from the 29-degree Virgo solar eclipse, with something really good and something that will keep you balanced and, you know, able to deal with, you know. So there's a lot that's in the chart. There's this square to the moon and Mercury and the opposition of Ceres to a centaur, Pholus, which we don't talk about too much. He's the keeper of the sacred wine, which is sort of the wisdom of our ancestors, and the diviner of entrails, which is a way of seeing things through guts. So we're supposed to trust our gut wisdom in Capricorn. What are we thinking of in terms of the authorities, the corporations, the governments, the consensus mind and traditions? And one of the big things that keeps coming for me over and over again is that we must tap into our own inner knowing, our knowing. Now, Libra will have our mind going up and down, up and down. This seems right and then that seems right. And so, you know, we could use the Bach flower remedy, which for Libra is sclerantis, which will take us out of our small minds, which doesn't mean it's no good. It means it's the one that works with how I'm trying to make words come out of my mouth now. I mean, a little difficulty. And, you know, the things that we need to do in the mundane world. And the higher mind, which carries the intuitive knowing, the higher level. And that's what the Bach Flower Remedy wants to connect us to. Sclerantis is that one. So we also sense the coming conflict with Mars and how that's going to be, because the square energy is in the chart for this. And the chart of the equinox is an influence on the months before the midwinter solstice, right? So this is the atmosphere for this time of year for now. And Mars is the focus for the finger of God, or the yod, formed by a sextile between Neptune and Aries and Uranus and Gemini. So it's a need to do something, but it's not comfortable. We don't know exactly how to do it in a positive way, all right? And that's general in the world. The Sun is going into an air trine with Pluto and Uranus, and that's a grand trine. And so what we can take from this is air. Aquarius, Libra, Gemini, Uranus in Gemini. Stay detached, again, as I said about Mars and Scorpio, and observe. Listen to your intuition and avoid argument. I mean, there's really no purpose in argument. We should know this by now. You know, everybody thinks what they want to think, and they're all very emotional about it, right? I mean, us included. So there's no point in trying. It just creates more resentment. So we also have the Sun in Libra opposing Neptune in Aries retrograde, which says let's not act quickly because the action isn't clear. We need more consideration to find the right move. All right. Jupiter in Cancer is trying the North Node in Pisces and the Centaur Nessus. And so that is also asking us to, you know, take the Jupiter energy in Cancer, which can be compassionate and nurturing, and do that for ourselves, and do that for our spiritual life. It's the most important time to have one, whatever yours is, that you can go to. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. But this is the equinox energy. So moving along into Tuesday, where the moon in Libra will square Jupiter in Cancer at 12:02 p.m. Eastern time. This is where the abundance of emotion is causing difficulty in the decision making. And so it's not a good time to try to talk to people about making decisions or even make one of your own. 12:02 p.m., the void of course moon is going to last until 5 a.m. on Wednesday when it hits that Scorpio energy, right? So what we have for the rest of Tuesday are the solar aspects. And, you know, they are the trine to Uranus and Gemini until 10:55 p.m. So this is a good time to be listening to your intuition, no matter what you're seeing on social media, on the news. Just let it be your intuitive that filters and you don't have to listen to what everybody else says. And then after this, the sun will trine Pluto in Aquarius. So it may feel some optimism about what could possibly transform in the future. In the United States, we're looking at whether we're going to shut the government down right now. And we're being told at the moment that the oppositions are not working well together. People aren't making concessions for the other side. And some of the things that would happen if the funding bill is passed would be extremely hurtful for huge groups of people. So what to do? What to do? That's what's happening. With all what I was just telling you, this is what's happening. And, you know, you do wonder, what is the benefit of hurting large groups of people? But where is that a benefit? And that is something only Mars and Scorpio knows. And Mars isn't telling. So when we get into that Wednesday Scorpio moon, again, we have the difficult morning. And if you want to get things done, you want to, you know, have a nice time at all, wait till after 8 a.m. and catch the ride of the sextile to Venus at 6:18 p.m. And then it's going to be a long time before it gets to it. But we do know the Jupiter trine is coming, and that is helpful to know. That comes in at 1:06 a.m. on Friday. And the moon trines the retrograde Saturn in Pisces at 1:44 p.m. on Friday. So it's fairly okay. I think we're looking at some sense of being all right. The moon will enter Sagittarius at 5:37 p.m. So there's a long void, of course, after the trine of Scorpio moon to Saturn. And then we'll get a boost from the moon in Sag trine retrograde Neptune in Aries until 6:58 p.m. We may feel like we've seen something that has shown us some kind of direction and action to take. However, the moon will oppose Uranus at 8:13 p.m., and that's a big surprising change, perhaps, or news that is going to change some of what Sagittarius is thinking, perhaps. 8:13 p.m., the moon then sextiles Pluto, 8:32 p.m., so it's starting to get back on track, and there is harmony, not the harmony of the lights harmony, but the helpful opportunity and the good feelings are flowing when the moon in Sagittarius is sextile the sun in Libra. And that's from 8:32 p.m. on Friday evening to 2:34 a.m. on Saturday, the Eastern time. We do have a moon square Venus in Virgo on Saturday the 27th, and that's until 2 p.m. So somebody wants adventure, and the other person says, no, we've really got to clear out this. We've got to change over the closet because of the fall coming and the clothing. And, you know, so Venus in Virgo wants to do that, and Mars wants to go and play. Please, it's been a tough week. But maybe there's a compromise here, because 2 p.m. is when the Venus energy leaves us. And the rest of the day, moon in Sag is sextile, Mercury in Libra, and that's until 3:43 a.m. So you can have your fun. You can have some good dialogues and conversations and meetings with people. Maybe just postpone it to, you know, a little later. Or on the West Coast and, you know, parts west of Eastern Daylight Time, you have it much sooner in the day. So think about that. But after 3:43 a.m. on Sunday the 28th, the moon will be heading towards a square to Saturn. Fortunately, we won't feel it all day, but it is coming. And that can be issues if you're traveling long distance with weather and also structures that aren't working. I mean, I read this incredible thing about a plane having to circle for 30 minutes because there was only one air traffic controller and they had to take a nap. We have so much. That's Saturn in Pisces, you know, the breaking down of things we thought we could count on. Have you noticed how much of that occurred? You know, and Saturn's back in Pisces, so we're looking at it, looking at what has happened and seeing the effects. 1:44 a.m. on Monday morning for the Eastern Daylight Time is when that comes in. But 10:44 p.m. on Pacific Time, you'd still be up. So be aware that weather could disrupt long journeys, other kinds of obstacles as well. And it's just, you know, there's lots of naysayers out there. And so it's bringing Sagittarius down. I think it was, a lot of people like to shoot an arrow into the arrow bearer when it feels happy. All right, so now what's interesting is the following week that we're going to be talking about, the Monday the 29th to Sunday the 5th of October, well, that's when the Jewish High Holy Days begin. Yom Kippur is Wednesday, October 1st this year. And there is no shift of planet sign or direction, and there is no lunar event. The only shift we have that week is from the first quarter phase, which would have been the one we had after the new moon, the one we were in last week, the one I talked to you about in this podcast, and the shift into the second quarter phase as we move toward our next full moon. So we'll be in that, I want to get something done and I want to achieve something. And the full moon will arrive on Monday the 6th. So it's just a day off being in that podcast. So Mars in Scorpio, that's the thing to remember. The energies of the equinox also. And I wish you the best, as I always do. And I will say goodbye for now.